Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
WX2PJR, good evening, Jeff.
KD2VLA.
Net Control.
Okay, I got WX2PJR, KA2VLA, and I believe that last station was KC2WTG on Echolink. We only got half your transmission. Are there any other check-ins?
WA2OFK.
Okay, we got WA2OFK. Okay, we'll start at the top. WX2PJR, Paul, good afternoon. I hope you weren't climbing up on that tower here during the snow.
I had to work today. Didn't have to do anything. Everything's working good. If it's not broke, don't fix it. So, not gonna fix it. Anyways, everything is all kosher. Turned it on this morning. Checked into a couple HF nets. So, they were now 15 and 20 over. Both of my reports were. So, I'm kind of pleased. Anyways, can't really complain too much about that. Not too much going on here tonight. 29 degrees out there right now. Some light snow. Had maybe 3-4 inches out there. Haven't really measured it yet, but that's what it looks like. Eyeball measurement anyways. Winds are blowing, but the anemometer is all caked up with the wet slushy slop, because I just looked at it about a half hour ago and everything is all caked up as long as with everything else. First thing I did when I came home was look out back to see if the antenna was still hanging, and yeah, it was still there. No snow stuck to that. The wire's not dense enough for the snow to stick to it, so didn't have a chance. The other one, on the other hand, the ground plane, the one I'm on right now, yeah, that one's got a lot of snow on it. Signal's kind of degraded here tonight. Plus, I think there's snow fade in between you and I as well. So, but other than that, sounding pretty good as usual. So, pass it back to you, WX2BJR.
Okay, yeah, that was a sticky snow today. It's still coming down here a little bit. I'd say we got about 6 or 7 inches of snow here. It's hard to tell. We had a little bit of snow on the deck before it started today, so I couldn't get an accurate measurement. But just looking at it, it looks like it's about 6 or 7 inches. All right, thanks, Paul, and we'll catch up with you later. KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's up?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA, where the temperature is about 30, light snow coming down. Well, I didn't do much, went on my two coffee breaks, my morning and afternoon coffee break. Tonight at 7 o'clock I went out, started a snow blower and cleaned out all the snow. I figure we had about 5 to 6 inches. I figured maybe they talk about perhaps rain before it cools down. I better get rid of the snow, so got her all cleaned up. I can sleep late tomorrow morning. So we'll say 73s. KD2AIT, this is KA2VLA. Be clear and listen out.
Okay, Clint. Well, I haven't cleaned out much snow at all, so you're ahead of the game for me anyway. All right. Thanks for checking in there, and we'll catch up with you later. Have a good sleep in there tomorrow. KC2WTJ, I believe your handle is Nick. Good evening. What's going on?
Nothing. Just checking in from Delaware. Good evening.
Well, welcome to the Black River Valley Service Net. We're up here in Boonville, New York. Do you have anything to report from out there in Delaware?
That it finally stopped raining, and hopefully tomorrow will be a nice day. Other than that, nothing to report from here.
Okay, Nick, well, thanks for checking in. We're here every night at 9 o'clock, and you're welcome to come on back. Like I said, we're here every night. Okay, WA2LFK, my grandfather, Harry, good evening. What's going on over there?
Good evening, Jeff. Well, I don't know, my set's kind of noisy tonight. I didn't get it turned on early enough to thaw it out, I guess. Other than that, did some shopping today. It was 30 degrees here. And hopefully the snow will come to an end. It's time for spring. That's what I'm waiting for. The blue, warmer weather for sure. WA2LFK, back to net control.
Did you find that cane there that you couldn't find yesterday?
Yeah, I found it this morning.
I knew it had to be around there somewhere. Okay, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins. Well, it's for myself today. I work most of the day, and then I'm working on a little piece of furniture that my great aunt gave me. It was her dad's, and it was an old liquor cabinet that my great grandfather had, and had been painted over several times. And I've been working on stripping the paint off of it, and it's a very messy, smelly process, but it's coming along. And I finally got some time to tinker on with it a little bit instead of working, and otherwise that's about it. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Well, I saw WB2RUQ there on the Echo Link, and then he just bumped off there. I don't know if he timed out or not, but well, he'll have to jump back on in the next few seconds, or he's going to miss it tonight. I'll give one more shout out. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. WB2RUQ, I see you pop back on. You copy? WB2RUQ, do you copy? Okay, you must be having technical issues. All right, hearing no more check-ins, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net and return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Paul, Clint, Nick, and Harry for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone who's listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear. WB2LUQ, I see you're just transmitted there. Go ahead.
No, Jeff, it's KC2WTJ. At 10 o'clock, I don't know if you have access to Echolink or if you can reach the W2NJR repeater system. We have a net there at 10 o'clock if you'd like to join us down there.
Thank you very much for the invite. Unfortunately, when you run the Echolink here in SISOP mode, I can't run another one in client mode. it's strange that it has to be that way, so I got to figure out a way around that yet. And I haven't done it, but yeah, it would be more. I would love to be able to go around and check in on some of these other nets, but when I have to sacrifice my machine here in order for it to run Echolink here on the repeater.
Okay, that's not a problem. This is KC2WTJ. We'll be standing by and waiting for the 10 o'clock net on the W2NJR repeater system. Have a good night, and I'll be checking in tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the invite, and hopefully if I ever get this, if I get more time here to straighten out and figure out a way to be able to run the client and SISOP mode, I will definitely start checking into some of these other nets. You have a good one, KD2AIT. WB2RUQ, this is KD2AIT.
It's a repeater in use, N2KKL. This is N2KKL for Octane. Are there any stations wishing to sign in with or without traffic? This is N2KKL for Octane. Are there any stations wishing to sign in? And this is the final call. Hearing nothing, N2KKL QSY back to 17.